It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. Do the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park? Here we go. The 3-2 runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montchut, get the job done.
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you on this muggy and cloudy evening on this Saturday in Bradenton, Florida. Game number five of the six-game series between these two teams. We'll see the Marauders pit left-hander Yoelvis Reyes on the mound against right-hander Chandler Champlain, the USC product drafted in the ninth round by the Yankees just last summer. That is your pitching matchup. A brief glance at it, and we briefly rehashed last night's game, a much-needed win for the Marauders, who snapped a three-game losing streak with a 5-3 win over the Tarpons. Five scoreless innings by Po-Yu Chen, who allowed only one base runner. That came on a fourth-inning single, and the bats got to work relatively early. Wyatt Hendry, an RBI triple in the second. Sergio Campagna, a solo homer in the fourth inning. Part of a four-hit game for Campagna. And the Marauders added two more in the fifth inning. RBI singles by Sung-Che Chang and Jace Bowen. And the Marauders also got a Campagna RBI single in the eighth inning for an insurance run as the Marauders held on to win last night 5-3, ending the losing streak. So, as we move forward in our pregame coverage, we'll step aside when we come back. Jim, with no runs allowed, Po-Yu Chen last night. He is our pregame guest in tonight's pregame show. A conversation with Po-Yu Chen coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders pitcher Po-Yu Chen, and with us is Jason Chang, who will help translate. Po-Yu, last night, a good outing for you. How did you feel about your performance last night?
对于昨天晚上你的表现，你有什么样的感受？
就我觉得昨天就是很棒，就是跟我想要投的位置，然后积极攻击好球，大家都有做到，所以我感觉很好。
Yeah, I feel pretty good last night because I was able to locate all my pitches and I was able to be aggressive on attacking the zone. So yeah, last night was fantastic.
With your breaking pitches, how do you feel that you've progressed with those, with your slider and your curveball?
那你觉得你昨天的就是滑球跟曲球表现怎么样?
我觉得就是表现不错，但我觉得可以有时候量好球。
I think overall they were pretty good, but just sometimes when I'm ahead when there are two strikes, I'll be able to locate them better so I can get the hitters away easier.
What did you work on during the off season, during the winter?
那你在这个休季期间，你做了什么样的调整？什么样的训练？
就是我就是很就注重在体能跟重量这一块，因为去年秋季比较短，但是局数也比较少，但是就是有感觉到疲劳的感觉，所以季后就是加强体能跟重量，希望让身体可以更好这样。
So I did a lot of lifting and conditioning because last year it was, even though it was a short season for me, but I still feel the fatigue kind of get me. So this, in the past off season, I just try to work on that, both my lifting and also the conditioning program.
Visiting with Po Yu Chen today with Jason Chang translating. Po Yu, you added a couple of miles per hour velocity to your fastball this season. How do you feel that's helped you?
所以你过去这一年来，你其实球速有增加。那你自己怎么看这一块方面？
我觉得就是球速有增加，是因为我觉得是身体，因为身体强度变强。然后我觉得球速增加之后，就是会带动的变化球会比较有引诱性，所以就是专注在直球，然后变化球就会连带提升，就这样。
Yeah, so I feel that because my body is stronger this year, so that helps me fastball to gain more miles this year. And I feel once my fastball is getting faster, that helps my breaking balls too.
Your father was a big role model for you growing up. He played professionally, he coached you. What were some of the big things you learned from him growing up?
所以你爸爸是你从小到大的一个很好的榜样嘛，他也打棒球，然后也是职业选手。那你觉得他给你有什么样的就是启发，有什么样的那个就是让你有怎么样的？
他其实教我很多在球场上的东西，然后他也告诉我，职业球员就是没有那么简单，你要有付出，你才会有收获。这是他教我最多的地方。
So I think my father taught me a lot, especially on the field, that he told me that being pro is not that easy. So what he told me that you need to spend time, you need to build up yourself, and then you can get some achievement. That's the main stuff that he told me.
What are some of the parts of your game that you're trying to improve the most this season?
那你觉得过去这一年就是你觉得哪一个比赛当中的哪一个部分是你最想要去调整、去做改变、增加你的表现的？
就是希望可以再把局数拉更长，就是越简单解决一局越好，这是我接下来的目标。
Yeah, so I think the main goal for me is to extend my innings, like to be longer, to stay longer in the game, because I try to be more simple in the game for my strategy.
All right, thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Po Yu Chen with Jason Chang helping translate. Starting lineups are up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with visiting Tampa Tarpons, managed by two to begin the second half, 32-41 overall in the season. And here's who the Tarpons sent out tonight in game 5 of the series. The DH tonight is Alexander Vargas. He leads off with center fielder Jason Dominguez batting second. Catcher Austin Wells bats third. First baseman Anthony Garcia bats cleanup. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera bats fifth. Left fielder Madison Santos bats sixth. Shortstop Ben Cowles bats seventh. Right fielder Grant Richardson is hitting eighth. And second baseman Roberto Chirinos bats ninth for the Tarpons, who send right-hander Chandler Champlain out to the mound. Champlain, product of USC, 4.15 ERA over 12 starts this season, 1.26 whip. Opponents batting 261 against him. Strikeout rate, not too shabby. 66 strikeouts over 56 and a third innings. He has walked only 13 batters in the meantime. He has walked fewer than three batters in each of his outings except one this season, so that command has been good for him. He's also struck out as many as nine in an appearance this season. For the Marauders, it's second baseman Sung Che Chang leading off with first baseman Jace Bowen batting second. Shortstop Davies Nadal bats third. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco hits cleanup. Center fielder Sergio Campagna, a four-hit night for him last night. He bats fifth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats sixth. Left fielder Josiah Dixon bats seventh. The DH is Darwin Baez. He's making his single-A debut tonight, batting eighth. And third baseman Norquis Marcos, who had a couple of hits in last night's win, bats ninth for the Marauders. On the bump in the spot start for Bradenton tonight, left-hander Yoelvis Reyes. Reyes, the left-hander, a 22-year-old from Vicente Noble in the Dominican Republic, brings in a 4.76 ERA on the season, split between Bradenton and the Florida Complex League. And the 22-year-old southpaw is looking to get the Marauders a few solid innings in his spot start this evening, as the Marauders look to stay alive in the series and look to salvage a split over the rest of the weekend. Those are your starting lineups, and there is your pitching matchup between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Looking at cloudy skies and an awfully muggy evening, but thankfully we're staying dry for the time being. We'll be right back for first pitch and all the action. Stay tuned. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th. Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your... Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. We welcome you back inside Lecom Park on this cloudy and muggy Saturday evening as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith with you tonight for game number 5 of the 6-gamer. Left-hander Yoelvis Reyes making the spot start. Reyes, the 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Between two levels, Bradenton and the Florida Complex League this season. 6 appearances for Reyes, 4.76 ERA, 1.59 whip. He is, by the way, tonight making his first start since 2019 when he was playing for the Bristol Pirates in the Appalachian League. He made that last start in early August of 2019, so almost new territory for the left-handers. It's been a while since that last start. He faces Alexander Vargas, switch-hitting DH, batting right-handed ball high and outside. We're underway right on the dot at 6:30 p.m. 86 degrees and cloudy overhead. Reyes, exclusively from the stretch, kicks his leg and delivers the 1-0. Vargas takes way too high for ball 2. 2 appearances for the Marauders, both coming in relief for Reyes. Just 1 run over 5 total innings of work. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. The 2-0. Vargas takes high and outside, ball 3. Neither of these pitches particularly close from Vargas. Falls way behind in the count, 3-0. Here's the set by the left-hander of the belt. The 3-0 pitch is taken too high again. Ball 4, and that's how we begin the evening. Let's meet the Marauders' defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Josiah Dixon, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Norquis Marcos starts at third base. Davies Nadal at short. Sungjae Chang at second base in this game. First baseman is Jace Bowen, and the catcher is Wyatt Hendry. Those are your starting 9 for the Marauders tonight. Jason Dominguez bats right-handed. He steps in, swings the first pitch, and pops it foul out toward the main gate. Dominguez, a .259 hitter on the season. 8 home runs, 33 runs batted in. An RBI column tied for first on the team. Here's the 0-1. He takes high and outside. Reyes just trying to get the right release point on that fastball. Fastball will be mostly in the low 90s. Also brings a changeup and a slider. He'll go to that changeup a lot, especially against right-handed batters such as Dominguez here in this situation. The 1-1. That is inside, ball 2. Dominguez went 0-for-2 last night and picked up a couple of walks in his final 2 plate appearances of last night's contest. Reyes, a step and throw over to first base, and Vargas back in standing up. Plenty of cloud cover above us. There's no sunshine figuring into the picture tonight. Runner goes. The pitch is swung on and popped up out of play on the first base side, and fortunately so for the Marauders, as Alexander Vargas had a humongous jump off of first base on that pitch. Right as that first little sign of a movement from Reyes came, Vargas practically jumping out of his shoes and then sprinting towards second base. He would have had that one stolen easily. 2-2 pitch, slide step. Pitch misses low and inside. Yoelvis Reyes a little erratic to begin his evening. Three and two on Jason Dominguez. Here's the payoff pitch. Dominguez swings and lifts a high fly ball down the right field line. Rodolfo Nolasco sprinting after it. Does he have room? No, he does not. The ball rattles back 4 rows deep into the seats. So Dominguez stays alive. He'll see another one. That kid's got a prize down there in the seats. 3 balls and 2 strikes still on Jason Dominguez. With a man on first, nobody out, here's a pitch by Reyes, and it's taken for strike 3. Down goes Dominguez. 1 away here in the first. Right into the heart of the zone to Dominguez, and he couldn't pull the trigger, so he's a strikeout victim. 1 gone for the Tarpons. That brings up the dangerous Austin Wells. Wells, back in mid-May, suffered a groin injury while playing up at High A Hudson Valley. And unfortunately for him, it seemed to be pretty bad timing. He was looking for a promotion around that time. Pitch to Wells. Misses low and outside. Wells took a foul tip to an unfortunate region right between the legs. during that mid-May game against the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Mets High A club. Placed on the injured list, missed about a month. Here's the pitch, and Wells swings and misses, almost coming out of his cleats on that swing. A ball and a strike. Big left-handed pop for Wells, who has two home runs in his six games in a Tarpons uniform this year percentage. 1-1, runner goes. Wells checks his swing and can't hold up, but the ball is dropped by Hendry, and he can't make a throw to second. It's a stolen base by Alexander Vargas. Vargas picks up his 18th steal on the year. He's in a scoring position now with only one away for Tampa. Just underway here in Bradenton. No score with Vargas now on second. The 1-2 to Wells. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Strike three. Jason Dominguez, Austin Wells, back-to-back strikeout victims of UALV's Reyes. That pitch right over the center of the plate, and Wells couldn't do any damage on it. Anthony Garcia will step in and bat left-handed against the left-handed pitcher. You don't see this very frequently. The pitch, Garcia takes high for ball one. Big-time power from both sides of the plate. But with the changeup being the primary off-speed offering of UALV's Reyes, sometimes the left-handed batter, who is a switch hitter, will go left-handed against the southpaw to counteract that changeup. The 1-0. That's low and outside. You would see hitters a couple of times in Major League Baseball throughout the years. I believe Jason Varitek comes to mind. On the rare occasions, the Braves and Red Sox would play in interleague action. Jason Varitek would hit left-handed frequently against Tom Glavine. Look back to second by Reyes. Nothing on for Vargas. Two outs, a man on second. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and Garcia lays off just inside, ball three. Reyes has now gone to a three-ball count, and hold on, we have a challenge from the Marauders. That call's upheld. Two challenges remaining for the Marauders now. So now UALV's Reyes has gone to a three-ball count on three of the first four men he's faced tonight. He's ready. Spin and a throw to second. No throw, actually. Just a quick spin. Looking Vargas back in. He scampers back. Wilson turns with his torso, keeping that body loose. He awaits a 3-0, and here it is. Reyes misses just low and inside, and that's ball four. So the Tarpons now with two on the base paths. And that keen eye of Anthony Garcia drawing league-high walk number 61 of the season. Gets a high five from manager Rachel Balkovec, who coaches first base. And now Marcos Cabrera, although very different in build from Garcia before him, has quite a bit of power in his own right. Tied with Garcia for first on the team with 11 home runs. The pitch misses low and inside for a ball. And despite the two strikeouts collected here by Reyes in the first inning, he has not been particularly sharp with that command. Next pitch, swinging a liner up the middle, base hit to center field. Campagna comes up on it. He's going to make a throw into third base as the leading runner Vargas comes in to score, standing up. And the Tarpons take a 1-0 lead on the Marcos Cabrera single to center. Hittable pitch, middle there. And Cabrera took full advantage. Anthony Garcia stopping at second base on the play. So the Tarpons strike first tonight. UALV's Reyes trying to do some damage control now. Madison Santos, the next hitter. The pitch, breaking ball, over for a strike. That was pitch number 22 for Reyes. Two outs, two on here in the first inning. Tampa up, one zip. The pitch, taken low. The Tarpons, winners of three of the first four games of the series. Had a three-game win streak snapped last night. The Marauders taking it 5-3. 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. Anthony Garcia at second base. Marcos Cabrera on first. The latter's RBI single opening the scoring tonight. The 2-1 pitch taken for strike two. Hendry pump throw, though. Tarpons asking for a challenge on that last call. And it's upheld. So there's Harpins also, now with two challenges remaining. Garcia with his leadoff second, Cabrera off of first. 2-2 pitch to Madison Santos is low and outside for ball three, 3-2. Next pitch is number 27 from the left-hander. Reyes ready. He deals the runner's break, and it's taken for strike three on the fastball from Reyes. The inning is over, and the damage minimal as Marcos Cabrera lines an RBI single. 1-0 Tampa heading to the bottom of the first. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professional reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. Tarpon's right-hander Chandler Champlain makes the start on this cloudy Saturday evening at Lecomp Park. Marauders send Sung Che Cheng to lead things off at the bottom of the first. Champlain's first pitch swung on, bounced hard up the middle. Second baseman Chirinos grabs it on a high bounce, throw on to first in time. One pitch, one away for the Marauders. Let's meet the Tampa defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Madison Santos, Jason Dominguez, Grant Richardson. On the infield, Marcos Cabrera starts at third base, Ben Cowles at shortstop. Roberto Chirinos at second base, Anthony Garcia at first base, and the catcher is Austin Wells. One pitch, one gone in front of Jace Bowen, who digs in, takes a look at a Champlain fastball at 96 down low. Fastball sits in the mid-90s from Champlain. Will top out at 97, 98. Winds up and delivers. 1-0 pitch, check, swing of the fastball high. No go from Bowen. Bowen went 1-for-4 last night. RBI single in the fifth. Part of the Marauders' 5-3 win. Champlain rocks and fires. 2-0 pitch swung on, foul back. Bowen going after the high heater. The very early look at Champlain, which the Marauders have seen him once already earlier this season, back in early May. You can see, certainly a guy who can get away with fastballs upstairs. He can put some zip on those things. The 2-1 coming. Fastball again, this one a high strike two. Bowen still leading the way on the team with 8 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Those 42 RBI, second most in the league, behind only Dunedin's Reiner Nunez. 2-2 coming, breaking ball, swinging a slow roller toward short. Cowles grabs it, moving to his left, and throws to first in time to get Bowen. A couple of ground outs to the Tarpons' middle. And the Marauders trailing 1-0 early on. We'll bring Davies Nadal up next. Davies Nadal having a solid run lately as he sees a shifting over Tarpon's infield behind Champlain. Third baseman Cabrera playing in case of a bunt. Here's the pitch. Nadal takes a knee-high strike. Nadal's reached base safely in 4 straight games, and in 13 of his last 16, he has reached base. 0-1 bounces up there on a Off-speed pitch, a ball. Nadal's playing in his 28th game as a Marauder tonight. 2.28 average, one home run, his first since 2019, and eight runs driven in. Tarpons lead it 1-0, bottom of the first, the 1-1. Nadal takes a breaker in the dirt, or ball two. Now the third baseman Cabrera playing well off the line, a little deeper. Now the 2-1, he shows bunt. Nadal pulls back and takes a strike. He noticed that Cabrera had shifted back. Thought about bunting for a hit. Wasn't the pitch that he liked, though. The numbers on Nadal. You see on your screen for those watching on MILB TV tonight. The windup and Champlain's 2-2. Nadal swings and misses through a heater. Strike three. And the Marauders go in order in their half of the first. We're on to the second here at Lecom Park. The Tarpons lead the Marauders 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season, Fan Appreciation Night at Lee. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, a big reminder, you don't want to miss out on tomorrow night's Independence Day celebration here at Lecom Park, presented by Lecom. 6:30 p.m. game tomorrow, different from your usual Sunday evening game, so we can see the fireworks, post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser, coming up against the night skies tomorrow night. First 1,500 fans through the gate will receive a free t-shirt here at Lecom, so be sure to get your tickets now for tomorrow's Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Ben Cowles leading off the second inning for the Tarpons, who are in front of the Marauders 1-0. RBI single by Marcos Cabrera in the first inning, producing the game's first run. Yoelvis Reyes in his second inning of work on the mound for Bradenton gets a fastball over the plate for a strike. University of Maryland product, Ben Cowles, 252 hitter, 6 home runs, 25 ribbies. Reyes rocks and fires the 0-1, and it's low and outside. Many of you obviously put two and two together to this point. Challenge system is being utilized tonight. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin calling balls and strikes himself. Teams can challenge. Next pitch high for ball two. We've already seen one challenge by either side. And both were unsuccessful. Reyes has the sign, hands together at the belt. 2-1 to Cowles. He swings and lifts one foul down the right field line. Alley, which promises to be a big one with all the festivities at the ballpark tomorrow night for Independence Day celebration. Marauders hit the road for Lakeland on Monday. 2-2. Cowles swings and sends one high in the air, deep down the right field line. This, too, goes foul. A slew of base runners early on against Reyes. Leadoff walk. Later came around to score on the Marcos Cabrera RBI single. Anthony Garcia also getting his way onto the base paths via free pass. Still 2-2 on Ben Cowles. The pitch. Cowles swings and bounces one up the middle. Shortstop Nadal to his left. Grabs it. Fires onto first. In time. A good backhanded stretch by Bowen. Cowles retired. One out. Grant Richardson will bat next. Richardson from the Indianapolis area. In this lefty-on-lefty showdown, Reyes delivers the first pitch and finds the outside corner with a fastball. Strike one. Richardson, the Yankees' 17th round pick last year out of Indiana University. The 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Kind of a half-hearted swing of the breaking ball. Richardson down in an 0-2 hole. Richardson finishing off his collegiate career by earning first-team All-Big Ten honors. His final year at the Hoosiers baseball program. Behind in the count, 0-2. Reyes lifts his leg and deals, and Richardson lays off high. An effortful first inning for UNLV's Reyes tonight. Saw him throw almost 30 pitches. He's got the leadoff man here in the second, looking to set down Richardson next. The 1-2, Richardson swings and slashes a line drive foul out of the ballpark. Tampa 1, Bradenton nothing. Top of the second inning. Ball deep center. This is trouble. Campagna back. He is onto the warning track on the back pedal, and he makes the catch. Hard hit ball dies just shy of the wall, and Campagna, cool, calm, and collected as always. Just that slight breeze pushing in may have made a difference also. Two outs for the Tarpons in the top of the second. Roberto Chirinos, 9 hitter in the order, already to the plate now. Here's the offering. Chirinos lays off high and outside. Chirinos from Venezuela, signing with the Yankees back in 2017. Right-handed batter swings at the 1-0 and misses the high fastball. Chirinos taking a little time to redo the Velcro on those batting gloves, stepping outside the batter's box. Tarpons in those alternate navy blue jerseys with the Tarpon fish logo on the left chest. Those dark blue jerseys paired with the road gray pants. The Marauders in the home whites tonight. 1-1. Chirinos swings in, rolls one softly to short. Nadal has it on a tricky hop. The throw to first, in time and on target. Three up and three down go the Tarpons here in the second, but they lead the Marauders 1-0, heading to the bottom of the second inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Marauders trail the Tampa Tarpons 1-0 at Lecom Park in this Saturday night. Artie the Marauder has himself an armful there as he flips one of our young contestants in the between innings bat spin off the field. Rodolfo Nolasco leads off the bottom of the second for Bradenton. Chandler Champlain, big right-hander from California, winds up and tosses. Breaking ball sails over everything and to the backstop, 1-0 the count. Ball rolling softly back to Wells, the catcher, on the ricochet off the padded backstop wall. Nolasco 0-4 last night, ended a 9-game on base streak that matched his longest streak of the season. The 1-0 from Champlain, breaking ball in there for a strike. Dylan Nolasco, one of the team's leading producers. Second on the team with 6 home runs and 31 runs batted in. 1-1. Fastball that time. Dropped by Wells. Ruled the ball too low. Tampa leading 1-0 on an RBI single in the first by Marcos Cabrera. Deep breath by Champlain. Wind up and the 2-1 offering. Big swing and a foul back by Nolasco. 4-5 and 6 in the order for the Marauders here in the second. Nolasco, Campagna, Hendry. Fifth game of the series between these two teams. The Marauders wins to finish off the weekend. 2-2 on its way. Breaking ball, swing, and a foul tip dropped by Wells. Couldn't quite hang on. So Nolasco will see at least one more pitch. Champlain showing the high navy blue socks with those gray pants cuffed below the kneecaps. Working on the first base end of the pitching rubber. Wind up. And another 2-2. Fastball taken high. Nolasco works the count full, but looks like Champlain wants to challenge that last call. Or not. Champlain was touching the top of his hat looking toward the home plate area. Looked like he wanted a challenge. Garrett Griffin either didn't understand or said it was too late. The 3-2 pitch from the righty. Breaking ball cut on it. Missed for strike three. Second strikeout for Chandler Champlain. And here comes the man who had himself a heck of a game last night, Sergio Campagna. Last night, a solo home run included in the four-hit night by Campagna. Drilled halfway up into the left field bleachers out there. And Campagna, third home run of the season, part of a four-hit, two RBI night. Those four hits matched a career high for the 20-year-old Dominican. One out with the bases empty for the Marauders. And the pitch by Champlain. Campagna swings and lifts one to center field. Dominguez hustling in. Plays on a bounce. It falls in for a single. Sergio Campagna. 5 for his last 5. The dish. Casey Harms coaching at first base for the Marauders. Sharing a little chuckle there with Campagna. Dominguez got a good quick break on it. And Campagna almost having to make a little sort of swim moves to bring himself to a stop, rounding first base. Now here's Wyatt Hendry as the Marauders have their first base runner. The pitch. Big breaking ball. Drops into the zone for a strike. On the injured list. Took a pitch to the back of the head earlier this season. He has played in right around half of the team's games, 36 games. Long pause by Champlain. Spinning to throw to first, Campagna scampers and dives back in. Played on the short hop by Garcia. Almost a bad pickoff throw. Champlain really tamping those feet hard into the spike strip on the back of the mound, trying to knock some extra dirt loose. He sets above the belt. The 0-1 to Hendry. There goes Campagna for second. Pitches high. Throw to second by Wells. Not in time. And Campagna with a head first dive. And he looks like he hit the legs of the second baseman Chirinos pretty hard. Campagna is safe, however. Thankfully, he looks to be okay. Oof. And that was almost damaging on both ends there. Chirinos had his left foot almost twisted a little bit with the incoming slide of Campagna. Sergio removing some of the excess dirt and dust from inside his pants. He's got the front of that white uniform all caked in dirt. 17th steal on the season for Campagna. Second on the team behind Jace Bowen. Wyatt Hendry at the plate has a 1-1 count. Tying run on second for the Marauders. Champlain comes home with it. Pitch swung on foul, tipped off of Austin Wells. That knocks his mask off. Austin Wells probably dealing with a little bit of light trauma from foul tips off of his body. Referred to earlier in the broadcast, that was how he got hurt in the first place, and that's why he's down here at Low A Tampa to begin with. Began the season at High A Hudson Valley and took a foul tip to the groin region. Spent about a month on the shelf, then transferred down to Tampa last week. He's been playing at a minor league rehab assignment of sorts, although it's not technically listed as such. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and a breaking ball. Down goes Hendry, strike three. So both the fastball and the breaking ball working pretty well for Chandler Champlain tonight. And now a couple of Southern Californians squaring off now. Pride of Orange County, Chandler Champlain against the Riverside native Josiah Dixon. Campagna at second base, easing off further into an extended lead, dancing around, and Champlain is called for a balk. High leg kick, he got caught in between and couldn't decide which way he wanted to go. The end result was almost a half-hearted step toward third base, and Champlain seems to understand that, yeah, that was indeed a balk. Base umpire Nelson Fraley right on top of it. Champlain heard those footsteps by Campagna behind him and just got caught in between moves. Didn't know whether to come home with it or make a spin move or what to do. Now the pitch to Dixon with a man on third. Fastball is in the zone for a strike. That's what Campagna does to opposing pitchers. They can rattle them, get them off balance. Staggering off third here. Not affected. Champlain deals 0-1. And that pitch is just low, a ball. Champlain opting to go full windup with a man on third. Takes a breath. The windup and 1-1 pitch. Dixon takes a breaking ball. A strike called on the outside corner. Dixon is hitting .258 through nine games with Bradenton this season. Has driven in four runs. Looking to make it five with Campagna on third. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It is taken high and outside. Ball two. One run, one hit for Tampa. No runs, one hit for Bradenton. Tying run just 90 feet away here in the second inning. The windup and 2-2 offering. Dixon swings and grounds it up the middle off of Champlain's foot. Gathered by the second baseman Chirinos. He throws to first in time, inning over. Campagna is left on third. We're through two here at Lecon Park. Tampa leading 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
And in a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Trailing the Tarpons 1-0, heading into the third inning at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Left-hander Yoelvis Reyes deals his first pitch of the frame. Alexander Vargas swings and crushes a high fly ball deep left field. Josiah Dixon to his right, and he has room to work and makes the catch a step shy of the warning track. Vargas gave it a bit of a ride, but Dixon didn't panic. Stuck with it and made the catch, one away. Vargas just getting underneath that ball a little too much. Jason Dominguez bats next, down on strikes, looking his first time up. Battled for a seven-pitch at bat, though. The pitch here, low, for a ball. Yoelvis Reyes drawing the spot start duties tonight for Bradenton. first start since August 8th of 2019 in the Appalachian League. And rookie ball, the 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike. That last start for Reyes, five innings of one-run ball. Tarpins challenge that call, by the way, and that is overturned. Count goes to two balls and no strikes in Dominguez. Successful challenge by the Tarpons. They retain their two challenges now. Now Reyes with a 2-0 pitch. Dominguez takes it inside for ball three. At August 8th, 2019, last start for Reyes. Five innings of one-run ball. That run was unearned. Struck out six, didn't walk anybody. 3-0 to Dominguez. Pitches on the outside corner, a strike. As Tarpons order a disciplined one, second in the Florida State League in walks. 3-1 pitch, and there's another walk. Way outside to Jason Dominguez. Anuelvis Reyes, fresh off a clean second inning, will not have similar luxuries here in the third. Now we go lefty on lefty again with Austin Wells, probably the best-looking mustache in the Florida State League still. He's been donning that mustache all series long. Good speed on first base in Jason Dominguez. Chase Bowen holds him on. The pitch. Wells ducks out of the way. An errant fastball high and tight. A little chin music from Reyes. mile-per-hour fastball. Wells almost having to hit the deck. Reyes ready the belt. Santa is 1-0. Wells takes under the hands for ball two. The Tarpons are at or near the top of the league in many offensive categories as well as many pitching categories. Walks, second in home runs, fourth in runs scored, second in stolen bases, 2-0 coming. Swinging a line drive shot foul down the right field line. Fourth in team on base percentage. They are the very bottom of the league in team batting average at a clip of .217, but just with the way that evaluators are going here in the game of baseball, batting average is tending to be looked at less and less of a key factor. 2-1 pitch coming. Wells lays off low and outside. Reyes falls behind another hitter, 3-1. .51 pitches on the evening for Reyes as he works with one out here in the third. 3-1 offering to Wells. Taken high, ball four, two men aboard. Back-to-back one-out walks issued. And here comes the big fella. Anthony Garcia steps to the plate with two on and only one away. This is a guy you have to be tremendously careful with. Marauders have been keeping that in mind all series long. Garcia still has managed to do some damage. Here's the pitch. Lefty on lefty. Swing and a miss of the first offering. Strike one. Garcia wearing that shin guard almost up underneath his kneecap. Unusual look. 0-1. Garcia takes high and tight. Interesting totals for Garcia in terms of the walks and strikeouts. We mentioned the high walk total, 61 free passes, most in the league. He also has north of 100 strikeouts on the season. Tarpons playing in just their 73rd game. 1-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Reyes ahead in the count on the big slugger in the cleanup spot. Tampa already into a 1-0 lead, top three. Now Reyes sets, pauses. 1-2. Swing and a foul. Strike three. Fourth strikeout earned tonight by Yoelvis Reyes. And he's one out away from tightrope walking out of danger. That pitch right around the inside corner, knee high. Not where you typically like to go against a left-handed hitter. It worked for him, though. Here's Marcos Cabrera, who drilled an RBI single his first time up for the game's first and thus far only run. Double steal. The throw comes into third by Reyes. Marcos makes the tag. Out on the plays, Jason Dominguez. Inning over. Tarpons run themselves out of the third inning, and it remains a one-run game. Heads up stuff by Yoelvis Reyes on the mound. It's 1-0 Tampa heading to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Nice evening to enjoy a beverage here at Lecon Park as folks are enjoying this Saturday night in Bradenton. Marauders trailing the Tarpons by just one. Here's Darwin Baez making his single-A debut. First pitch taken high for ball one. Baez, a 21-year-old from San Ignacio de Sabaneta in the Dominican Republic, signed with the Pirates in 2018. Right-handed batter wears the number 55 on his back. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and crushed. A high drive down the right field line. Foul. This is also Baez's season debut at any level in the Pirates system. Last year in the Complex League, 24 games, hit .231 with one home run, seven runs batted in. Stands tall from the right side. Here's the pitch by Champlain. Breaking ball over for strike two. Baez joined the Marauders a few weeks ago. He was on the development list. Just activated from the development list yesterday, making his single-A debut tonight. 1-2 pitch taken way outside, ball two. Baez, the eight-hole hitter tonight in his debut. Norquis Marcos behind him, waiting on deck, the number nine hitter. Then back to the top with Sung Che Cheng. Champlain gets the signal. The windup. 2-2. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Baez rips and misses it for strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night for Chandler Champlain. Norquis Marcos coming up. Here's a guy whose season is hopefully turning a corner here. Two hits for him in last night's game. Two for three out of the ninth spot in the order. That ended an eight-game hitless skid for him. Crouching stance from the right side. Marcos shows bunt and pokes it foul right side. During for 22. Hopefully that two-hit game will spark his season off in a more positive direction from here on out. The 0-1 pitch, fastball for strike two. Marcos asks to challenge it. Garrett Griffin looks toward the press box. Let's see what we get. Overturned. Turns out to be a wise call there by Norquis Marcos, so the count moves to 1-1 instead. Champlain still on that first base end of the rubber. Deals the 1-1, breaking ball. That is a tad high. The Tarpons want to challenge this one. The verdict from Garrett Griffin. Call is upheld. Tarpons now have just one challenge remaining. Base is empty, one away for the Marauders, who trail Tampa, one zip. Here's the 2-1 to Marcos. He swings and bounces one to the hole at short. Backhanded by Cowles. Long throw to first. In time to get Marcos by a couple of steps. Chandler Champlain really cruising now. Sungjae Cheng will bat next. So Champlain already once through the Marauders order. Champlain retiring 8 of his first 9 face tonight. Yankees' 9th round pick last year out of USC. There's the windup and the offering to the left-handed batting Chang. Big curveball drops in, a strike. First season as a pro, Champlain comes from Coto de Caza, California. That's in Orange County, not too far from Anaheim. Was previously drafted by his hometown Angels out of high school in 2018, but didn't sign. 0-1, Chang thought about it, took strike 2 on a fastball outside corner. Athletics running the blood for the Champlain family. Chandler's dad, Jay, played football at USC, was a member of the Trojans' 1978 championship team. 0-2 coming. Chang swings in, rolls one to second. Chirinos gathers it, throw to first in plenty of time, and the Marauders go in order in the third inning. We head to the fourth here at Lecom Park. Still Tampa 1. Braden to.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Saturday night for a ball game here at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Tampa 1, the Marauders nothing. We make our way to the fourth inning. Left-hander Yoelvis Reyes has danced out of trouble a couple of times tonight. He faces Marcos Cabrera to open the fourth. The pitch, Cabrera looks at a fastball strike. Cabrera looked like he was thinking about challenging that call, thought better of it. Only run in the game is off his bat. RBI single in the first. Well, see how much left that Yoelvis Reyes has in the tank here. This is his first start since the 2019 season, as mentioned earlier. 1-1 coming to Cabrera. He takes inside for ball two, almost hit him. Previously this season, Reyes not going more than 3 innings in any one appearance. Last season, never went more than 2 innings in a single outing. The 2-1. Fastball grounded hard to third. Marcos takes on a tricky in-between hop. Throw to first. No problem. In time, he got him. One of the tougher outs in the order there, Marcos Cabrera. He's been a terror on Marauders pitching this week. Rolls over one for the ground out there, however, is Madison Santos. Down on strikes his first time. Bats next. Fifth game of a 6-game series tonight in Bradenton. Tarpons have won 3 of the first 4. Bradenton ending a 3-game losing streak with a 5-3 victory last night. The pitch to Santos. Fastball for a strike. Somebody throwing in the Marauders' bullpen now. Right-hander. Bases are empty with one out for the Tarpons. 0-1. Santos lays off low. That is Carlos Campos, right-hander who just joined the club yesterday. 1-1. Big breaking ball. Santos lays off high. Madison Santos, the Marauders are going to challenge the call. That's upheld, so the Marauders are down to their final challenge of the night. Both teams down to one challenge for the rest of the evening as we play here in the fourth inning. The 2-1. Santos takes way upstairs, ball three. Command not raise his best tonight. He'll throw pitch number 65 next. Here it is, the 3-1. Santos swings, fouls it back. This box just off to our left. And that's going to roll back down. Our bat boy on the visiting side there, anticipating that, making the catch. Only 31 strikes in the total. For UAB's Reyes tonight, there is Carlos Campos. Warming up in the Marauders' bullpen. 3-2 to Santos. Swing and a miss. And down he goes. Strike three. Five strikeouts tonight in 3 2/3 innings by UAB's Reyes. Two away for the Tarpons in the visitors' half of the fourth. Ben Cowles to the plate. Saw six pitches in his first at-bat. Grounded out to the shortstop. Reyes kicks and delivers. It is taken outside, a ball. Paltry totals on the scoreboard. One run, one hit for the Tarpons. No runs, one hit for the Marauders. 1-0 toss. Cowles takes under the inside corner, a strike. Carlos Campos, who has been loosening up for the Marauders, was with Bradenton and their pitching staff late last season, rejoining the team here in 22. 1-1. Take in a hair off the plate away. Andre does not want to challenge that call. 2-1 on Cowles. Slightly closed off stance from the right side. 2-1. Taken low and inside. And he falls behind another hitter. 3-1. That was pitch number 70 by Reyes. See if he can escape the inning on pitch number 71. The toss. Cowles takes low for ball four. And the Tarpons not finished yet in this fourth inning. That is five walks tonight by UAB's Reyes. Timeout called. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo is out for a visit. A little break in the action here. A chance to look at what else is going on. Bottom of the fifth inning out in Jupiter. The Palm Beach Cardinals are hosting the Daytona Tortugas. Tortugas lead that game 2-1. In Port St. Lucie, Mets hosting the Jupiter Hammerheads. 6-3, the Hammerheads on top. Top of the fourth inning. Up just north of us in Clearwater, the Marauders division rival Clearwater Threshers having a 2-0 lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the top of the fourth inning. Flying Tigers will be the Marauders' opponent next week as Bradenton heads out to Lakeland starting on Monday. Be a little bit different from your typical series. Got to have baseball on the fourth, so teams will play Monday, day off Tuesday instead of your usual Monday day off. With this coming week in Lakeland, mound meeting over, and umpires trying to get the pitch clock going here. Grant Richardson standing tall in the box for the Tarpons, left-handed hitter, deep fly out to center his first time. The pitch by Reyes. High and inside, turning away from it. Oh, there's some flashy bright cleats for Richardson. Got some fluorescent yellow, some teal, some bright orange. The 1-0. High and inside, he hit him. Richardson looking a little frustrated there. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin moving about halfway toward the mound. That's to prevent any ill will here. And manager Jonathan Johnston coming out of the Marauders' dugout. Looks like that's going to be it for Reyes tonight. So there's the call to the bullpen. Carlos Campos is coming on in relief. He'll inherit a pair of runners here in the fourth inning, trying to keep it a one-run game. Tampa leading 1-0. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Marauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, here's Carlos Campos on to pitch in a tough situation. Top of the fourth inning, left-hander Yoelvis Reyes is finishing his spot start tonight. And Campos, the 21-year-old from Urama, Venezuela, will make his single-A debut of the 2022 season. Fans who were following the Marauders last season may remember Campos from the second half of last summer in 13 appearances for Bradenton last year, 12 of which came out of the bullpen, 4.84 ERA, 1.57 whip. Strikeouts came in a respectable total, 25 strikeouts over 22 and a third innings for Campos. Hitters squared him up a little bit. This season in the Florida Complex League, some good numbers for Campos. We'll get into those in just a moment. Righty on righty, as Roberto Chirinos is the hitter that Campos will face. He delivers, and a breaking ball comes high and inside. Three appearances in the FCL for Campos this year. Three and a third total innings, only one earned run allowed. Batting average. Although the command has been spotty, three walks and only one strikeout. Time called as Campos steps off. Wyatt Hendry will journey out to the mound. First time these two guys are working in live game action together. Second baseman Sungche Cheng out on the mound as well. For the Tarpons, Ben Cowles on second. He took a walk. Grant Richardson on first. He was hit by a pitch. The last batter that Yoelvis Reyes faced. Campos comes to a pause. The 1-0 to Chirinos. Fastball swung on, fouled back. Campos signed with the Pirates back in March of 2018. Made his professional debut that summer in the DSL. Advanced to the Gulf Coast League in 2021. Florida Complex League, I should say. Runners dancing off here, both of them. The 1-1 to Chirinos. Breaking ball. Low and inside. Campos spending both 2018 and 2019 in the DSL. Relief pitcher for his entire career, save for one spot start for Bradenton late last summer. He is set. Campos, a couple of looks back at second base. Now the 2-1 pitch to Chirino, swung on, shocked on the ground. Foul, Michelle Hernandez had to dance out of the way. Tarpon's third base coach, sharing a smile and a laugh with those around him. Hernandez, always a fun personality. He's the regular Tarpon third base coach, even going back to most of last season. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two men aboard for the Tarpons. Campos trying to escape the jam. The pitch to Chirinos is taken inside for ball three. We'll see what's cooking for Campos on the 3-2 pitch. Both runners will be in motion. Cowles off of second, Richardson off first. Tarpons threatening to extend their 1-0 lead here in the fourth. The 3-2, runners break. It is swung on and lifted to left field. Josiah Dixon running in, running, and the shortstop, Davies Nadal, makes the call and the catch. Inning over, two men left stranded by the Tarpons. We head to the bottom of the fourth, still a 1-0 Tampa lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
T-shirt toss between innings here at Lecom as we roll to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-3-4 in the Marauders' order. Jace Bowen leads off. He grounded to short his first time. Chandler Champlain, the windup and the pitch, and zone for a strike. Fastball, slider, curveball, the occasional changeup from Champlain. Fastball, a good one. He's into his motion. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Bowen, a little bit of an ugly-looking swing there, chasing a breaking pitch in the dirt. Going behind 0-2, trying to jumpstart a Marauders fourth inning rally as they trail 1-0. Champlain, the 0-2, breaking ball, check swing by Bowen. Did he go? No, he did not this time. Breaking ball quite a ways off the plate, a filthy one from Champlain. Scouts rave about that Champlain breaking ball. It has kept Marauders hitters off balance quite a bit tonight. The 1-2 pitch to Bowen. Breaking ball again. Swung on and a worm burner to third. Cabrera backhands it. The toss across to first is in time to get Bowen by a long step. One away for the Marauders to begin the fourth inning. Chandler Champlain has now retired six straight. He has allowed only one base runner out of his 11 batters faced. That was the Sergio Campagna single in the second. Eventually left stranded on third to finish that inning. Davies Nadal next up. Takes a breaking ball. Looked good. Missed inside, though. Just by a tad. Nadal struck out swinging first time up. Third baseman Cabrera playing up in case of a bunt. 1-0. Breaking ball again. That's in for a strike. Nadal with a bright gold wristband on his right wrist. Left-handed batter awaits the toss. 1-1. Big breaker once more. This one a touch high. 2-1. Chandler Champlain working to almost all quadrants of the strike zone tonight. 2-1. Fastball. Misses low, and Nadal has the count in his favor. 3-1. Some cloud cover, but thankfully a little less dreary looking now in Bradenton tonight. Muggy Saturday evening. 3-1 toss. Swung on and lined foul into the seats third base side. Nadal late on that foul. The Marauders are looking for some more base runners. They've had only one as they're a few batters into their second trip through the order now. Here comes Champlain with a windup and the 3-2 pitch. Nadal takes low for ball four. So there's the one-out walk, putting the tying run on base for the Marauders. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. We check in on our big league brethren. Pirates with a 7-4 win over the Brewers at PNC Park today. Home runs by Michael Chavis and O'Neill Cruz. Cruz is third home run of the year in the bigs. 112 miles per hour off the bat into the right field bleachers at PNC. Champlain, long pause, spins and throws to first on a pickoff. Back in safely is Nadal. He has four steals on the season. He has been caught five times, though. Champlain, hands together above the belt. Right-hander with the pitch. Nolasco checks his swing and a fastball upstairs. Didn't go around. Two hit games by both Michael Chavis and Diego Castillo for the Pirates today. 1-0, runner goes. Pitch is swung on foul, tipped into the mitt, and Wells can't make a throw down to second. So sliding into second base with a steal, no throw. Davies Nadal, his fifth steal of the year. Tying run into scoring position as Rodolfo Nolasco now has a 1-1 count. Nolasco still modestly productive with men in scoring position, batting .254 on the season in such situations. Nadal with that leadoff second. Champlain looking back his way. The 1-1 pitch coming. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nolasco decided too late to stop his swing. Champlain has four strikeouts tonight. He has Nolasco down 1-2. Long look back at Nadal on second. The pitch coming. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nolasco is down on strikes for the second time. Two away for the Marauders, who would hate to waste another spot with a man in scoring position. Sergio Campagna hits in each of his last five at-bats. Will step to the dish now. And before he gets too comfortable, timeout call. Pitching coach Grayson Crawford coming out for a mound visit. Well, as we are going through the Pirates' totals and their win over the Brewers today in Pittsburgh, give you a lot of the hitting totals. Key Brian Hayes with his ninth stolen base of the season. Pirates infield turning three double plays in that game. Also saw a gem on the mound from Bryce Wilson. Buckos right-hander six innings, limiting the Brew Crew to two runs on eight hits. Walked one, struck out four, got the win in that game. David Bednar, the save, is 12th. So that's what went down to the big leagues today. Mound visit still going for the Tarpons as plate umpire Garrett Griffin now breaks it up. Well, we look at the situation here in front of us. The Marauders have the tying run on second base with Sergio Campagna coming up to bat. And Davies Nadal representing that tying run. Nadal, good wheels. Almost any ball hit to the outfield. Nadal has a chance to score and tie it. Champlain takes a long look back at second. The pitch to Campagna. Way inside. Snap throw to second by Wells on a long bounce and almost sails into center field. Roberto Chirinos, the second baseman, receiving that throw. Toying around with Nadal, joking and pushing him off the bag. Wells short-arming that throw a bit. Here's the set. The 1-0. Campagna looks at one high, 2-0. That sun setting on the third base side, splashing some rays of sunlight onto the playing field. Something we haven't enjoyed pretty much all day today. 2-0 on its way. Campagna swings big and misses. A slider that time from Champlain. Tarpons 1, Marauders nothing. Home half of the fourth inning at Lecom Park. Davies Nadal itching to score that tying run. And time called right as Champlain lifted his leg. Looked like Campagna requested time. Batting average just below the Mendoza line on the season. That doesn't quite indicate what Campagna has meant to this club, though. Anytime he's gone onto the base paths, an invaluable base runner. The 2-1 coming. Campagna takes high and tight. That's ball three. Not just the sheer stolen bases for Campagna, although he is second on the team with 17 steals. He's a guy who can easily go first to third or stretch a single to a double. Always ready to take that extra base. 3-1 pitch from Champlain is taken low for ball four, a borderline pitch. And Champlain can't believe it. Tarpons do have one challenge remaining, but they're trying to use it wisely. Champlain grabbing that rosin bag, squeezing it, slamming it to the ground. So Campagna draws the two-out walk. And now both the tying and go-ahead runs are on base for the Marauders with Wyatt Hendry coming up to bat. Righty on righty, Hendry the batter, first and second, two outs. Here's the pitch. Low and outside with a curveball. Good block by Austin Wells, Yankees' number nine prospect, one of their top catching prospects in the organization. Began the season at High A Hudson Valley. Over the course of about a month plus, looked like he was about due for a promotion, then got hurt. 1-0, Hendry takes a breaker high, ball two. Wells joining the Tarpons on a minor league rehab assignment of sorts. For some reason, it's not technically listed as a minor league rehab assignment, but he's basically playing himself back up to speed. Imagine he'll join Double A Somerset at some point later this year. The 2-0 toss. Hendry swings and bounces one to third. Cabrera takes it. He is going to try and tag the lead runner. And he got him, says the base umpire Nelson Fraley. And the Marauders can't believe it. Here is Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout quickly. And he's going to have some words for Nelson Fraley. Now from here in the booth, it sure didn't look like Marcos, or rather Cabrera, was able to make the tag onto the lead runner. Nelson Fraley is not budging. We'll step aside for now. We'll come right back here at Lecom Park. 1-0 Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We move into the fifth inning at Lecom Park after a disputed call. Here it is on your screen for those watching on MILB TV tonight. And close play on a tag there by third baseman Marcos Cabrera onto Davis Nadal to end the inning. Jonathan Johnston came out to argue it, but call doesn't change. It gets the Marauders, unfortunately, out of a threat in the bottom of the fourth, and it remains a 1-0 Tarpons lead. So here we go to the fifth. Right-hander Carlos Campos will face the Tarpons leadoff man, Alexander Vargas. First pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Wyatt Hendry, looked like he took that ball off his leg, maybe his arm. Hendry has taken a beating back there throughout the season. Garrett Griffin, plate umpire, helping stall for the Marauders' backstop. Looks to be okay. He wants to continue. Alexander Vargas tonight, 0-1 with a walk. Pitch by Campos. Vargas takes one inside for ball two. Campos took over with two outs and two on in the fourth in relief of Yoelvis Reyes. Got an inning-ending pop-out, stranding the pair of inherited runners. The 2-0. Swing and a line drive blasted. Foul down the right field line. That was destined for the corner. Vargas swung a little too early, though. 2-1 the count now. These guys don't look particularly friendly out to the southeast, although the sun is shining on the field at the moment. 2-1. Take it for strike two. Down in the zone. Top of the order for the Tarpons in this fifth inning. Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez, Austin Wells. With the count 2-2, Campos is set. Here's the pitch, and Vargas swings and foul, tips it off of Andres Mitt. He'll see another. Hits have been hard to come by for the Marauders tonight offensively, so the pressure once again on the pitching staff. 2-2. Vargas swings and bounces it softly toward the second baseman, Chang. He grabs it, throws quickly to first in time to get Vargas. A good job there by Campos to get weak contact for the first out. Jason Dominguez, like Vargas before him, 0-1 with a walk. Vargas still making his way off the field from behind home plate, sharing a brief laugh and smile with his teammate Dominguez. Switch hitter batting left-handed, facing the righty. And the offering. Dominguez swings and pops one up. Left side of the infield. Third baseman Norquis Marcos looks like he wants it. And he makes the catch, going back and forth, left and right, fighting a breeze. No problem, though. Second out here in the fifth inning. With the bases empty, here's Austin Wells. Neglected to give you the final line on Yoelvis Reyes tonight. 3 2/3 innings, one hit, one run. Walked five, also struck out five. Pitch to Wells. That's taken low for a ball. Unless the Marauders tie the score up at the very least at some point, Reyes will stand to be the losing pitcher. Looking for some run support tonight. Wells drew a ball. He takes knee high onto the inside corner, a strike. 7th game with the Tarpons this season for Wells on what is basically a minor league rehab assignment. 1-1. Breaking ball, swung on, foul back. There are a few men stirring around in the Marauders' bullpen, but nobody's throwing at the moment. Carlos Campos looking for an inning and a third, scoreless. The 1-2, swing and a ball, cued foul, end of the bat, bouncing down the third baseline. Getting a nice, visually pleasing finish to the evening here at Lecompte Park. Sun breaking through the clouds on the third base side, shining brightly onto the field. Picturesque evening. 1-2 again. Wells takes it low, maybe a little outside. Looked like it was off the plate. Ball two. One run, one hit for the Tarpons. No runs, one hit for the Marauders. Now the 2-2 to Wells. Way outside, and the count runs full. Marauders pitching has had just one clean inning tonight. Yoelvis Reyes, a 1-2-3 second inning. The right-hander, 3-2 pitch. Wells takes low for ball four. Sixth walk issued by Bradenton pitching tonight. We're only in the fifth inning. That's that combination of power, contact, and discipline that earned Austin Wells the ticket up to High A Hudson Valley middle of last season in the first place. He's on first base with two outs. Anthony Garcia, the next batter. And the pitch. Skips in the dirt, gets through wide. Hendry, and up to second base goes Wells on the wild pitch. Not a problem there by Wells, reading that pitch in the dirt that got through Hendry. Easy advance for him, up 90 feet. Now Anthony Garcia. The 1-0 from the righty. Take in at the knees, strike one. Good job by Campos, working down in the zone for the most part. Trying to strand this runner on second here in the fifth inning. Looking to keep it a one-run game. The 1-1. Garcia takes on the inside corner, strike two. Excellent spot. Not an easy pitch to hit there. Garcia twisting that back left foot into the dirt. Backside of the batter's box. Awaiting the 1-2. Campos checks second. Wells dancing. The pitch is check swung foul. And Garcia hangs in there. That pitch more than likely would have been ruled a ball had Garcia not made contact. Twenty-one-year-old slugger waits. Campos deals the 1-2 again. Inside under the hands. Ball two. It has not been a very economical night for either Marauders pitcher so far. Nonetheless, Campos trying to escape the frame. The 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Inning over, the Tarpons strand another man in scoring position. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Tarpons 1, Marauders nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 50.
Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Fans once again get to witness the hot dog race between innings. Looks like hot dog was the winner tonight. The Marauders trail the Tarpons 1-0, heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. Josiah Dixon will lead the way. Right-hander Chandler Champlain working on 4 scoreless innings. His windup and pitch, Dixon takes a slider in for a strike. The line between Chandler Champlain's slider and curveball oftentimes blurred. First pitch looks like it had curveball movement on it. Coming at 84 miles per hour, though. Fastball misses upstairs for ball one. Josiah Dixon grounded one hard up the middle into a ground out his first time. The 1-1. Swings and bounces one to the right side. Second baseman to his left. That's Chirinos. Throws from the grass. Safe at first is Dixon. Infield single. Heck of an effort there by Chirinos. Couldn't make the throw from the outfield in time. Bang, bang play at first base. Josiah Dixon beats it out for the infield single. And the Marauders once again have the tying run aboard. Marauders missed out on opportunities to score in both the second and fourth innings with men in scoring position. Trying to change the narrative here in the fifth. Darwin Baez the batter. Just his second single-A plate appearance. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on, fouled back. Baez is listed at 6 feet tall, 186 pounds. Wonder if those measurements are a little bit old, though. Looks to put on some muscle since those measurements were perhaps last taken. Definitely a power build from the right side. The 0-1, big breaking ball, swing and a miss. Baez almost losing his helmet. Black bandana tied onto Baez's head underneath the black batting helmet. You can see the little back end of the cloth of that bandana poking out from underneath the helmet. Slightly open with the stance from the right side. Faces an 0-2 from Champlain. Here it comes. The runner breaks. Check swing of the pitch high. No go. And Wells with no throw down to second. An easy steal for Josiah Dixon. Josiah Dixon swipes his fourth bag of the year and maybe got a break there. Didn't look like Dixon got the best jump that time around. Austin Wells having repeated issues, though, making the transfer from glove to throwing hand tonight. And hold on a second. Is this a pitch clock violation? Yeah, I guess so. Pitch clock violation called on Darwin Baez. So that ends his second plate appearance of the night. Marauders trying not to let that one take the wind out of their sails. That's the sixth strikeout tonight for Chandler Champlain. Josiah Dixon on second for Norquis Marcos. Crouching from the right side, he waits. And here's the pitch from the righty. Fastball swung on, foul back. The Marauders tonight with runners in scoring position, 0-4. Dixon looking to score that tying tally. Couple looks back at second by Champlain. Dixon dancing around. Here's the 0-1. Marcos swings, cracks his bat, rolls it softly to short. Cowles grabs it, throws to first in time to get Marcos. Up to third on the play goes Josiah Dixon with two outs. Good, clean, smooth play there by Ben Cowles, who spent most of his time at second base on the year. Manning shortstop, though, in this one with Alexander Vargas, the regular shortstop, as the DH tonight. Man on third, two outs. Sung Che Chang, the batter. Once again, Champlain goes from the full windup with a runner on third. The pitch. Chang thought about it, took a fastball strike. Josiah Dixon, 90 feet away, representing that tying run for Bradenton here in the fifth inning. 0-1 to Chang. He swings it, chops it foul. That ricochets off the catcher all the way up to the extended netting toward the press box. Quite the carom there. Sung Che Chang facing an 0-2 count with that man on third. Chang windmilling that gray bat around, awaiting the 0-2. Champlain has the signal from Wells. Here he comes out of the full windup. The 0-2 pitch. Chang swings and sends one foul in the air. Left side. Josiah Dixon from third base looking to read a potential pitch in the dirt here. See if he can maybe score on a pass ball or a wild pitch. Chang looking to drive him home with his bat. Here's the 0-2 again. Chang swings in, pulls one on the ground, foul. Randy Romero stepping out of the Marauders dugout, grabbing that bouncing ball. Slips it under the net to a fan waiting nearby. Champlain briefly journeying behind the mound, collecting his thoughts. Sung Che Chang hanging tough. The count still 0-2. Here's pitch number 5 of the at-bat to Chang. He takes high, a ball. Fastball missed its mark, and now Chandler Champlain will his evening next. Tying run on third, 2 outs, bottom of the fifth. The windup. The 1-2 to Chang. He takes in the dirt for ball two. Dixon scampering back. Solid plate appearance here from Sung Che Chang. The next pitch will be the 7th to him. Wells gives the signal. Here's Champlain's windup. 2-2 pitch. Chang lays off a high breaking ball, and the count is now full. Some kind of discipline here. A couple of these pitches have missed by quite a bit. But Chang looking for a pitch that he can drive into the outfield. 3-2 coming. He swings and misses strike three, and Dixon is left stranded on third. The Marauders now 0-6 with men in scoring position tonight. We head to the sixth. Still Tampa 1, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It remains a 1-0 Tampa lead as we go to the sixth inning at Leacom Park. Marcos Cabrera leads off for the Tarpons, and first pitch swinging, he misses a slider from Carlos Campos, 0-1 the count. Carlos Campos still just the first pitcher out of the bullpen tonight for the Marauders. Yoelvis Reyes, the spot starter, went 3 2/3. 0-1. Breaking ball over Cabrera's head, pops out of Hendry's mitt, and bounces away, 1-1 the count now. Still the only run in the game off this man's bat. Marcos Cabrera, line drive RBI single in the first. Neither team has managed to score since despite repeated opportunities. 1-1. Fastball low and outside. The Marauders have stranded four total base runners. They are 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They've left the tying run on third base twice, including in the fifth just moments ago. 2-1 from Campos. Swinging a high fly ball deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. This ball is foul. Absolute rocket down the left field line out toward the parking lot beyond the left field boardwalk. And Marcos Cabrera almost had his team-leading 12th home run of the year. Getting settled back into the box. Carlos Campos, new life in this at-bat. Now he's ready. Right-hander, 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a tapper foul toward the camera well, third base side. Yeah, watch out for that one, Bob. One of our cameramen here tonight, Leacom. Bob, down that third base camera well, right near where that foul ball bounced. We'll do it again at 2-2. The pitch to Cabrera, swing and another bouncer foul. Similar spot. Miguel Hernandez, a nice reaching grab on the back end. And they'll make the high arcing throw over the extended netting. Trying to find a fan in the seats. Yet another 2-2 pitch from Campos. Breaking ball low and outside. Ball three. Marauders pitchers trying to cut down on the traffic on the base paths. They have walked six tonight through five innings. Here's the set. 3-2 pitch to Cabrera. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on a slider for strike three. Tough as nails there. Carlos Campos picks up his second strikeout of the night. Madison Santos is next. A strikeout victim twice in this game. Left-handed batter Santos. Open stance. The pitch she takes just below the knees. Setting sun from the third base side of the ballpark, glinting off the right field wall and the boardwalk. Now the 1-0. Santos looks at a strike right down the pipe. couple of young fans making their way up the stairs back to the, not sure if it's their seats, maybe a hiding place. The 1-1 pitch. That is swung on and missed for strike two. Santos way in front. Lights are on here at Lee-Com. Clouds have cleared away, and we have nice blue skies in most directions now. Santos is stepping out of the batter's box, calling time, redoing the Velcro of his batting gloves. Now settles back in with that wide-open left-handed stance. Bat hanging over his left shoulder as Compton misses. Plenty of folks enjoying their evening out on the boardwalk in right field. And over the Kona bar in right center. Perfect night for it. 2-2. Swung on line to right field. Nolasco, a couple steps to his right, makes the chest-high catch. There are two away. Santos absolutely stung that ball. Nolasco didn't have to move much, though. And now Ben Cowles will bat for the third time tonight. 0-1 with a walk in his previous plate appearance. Outfield straight away on the right-handed batter. Left fielder Josiah Dixon playing a little deep. The toss from Campos. Breaking ball misses high and inside. The Marauders 3-4 to begin the second half of play. Tarpons 5-2, two games ahead of the Marauders in the West. Campos with a 1-0. Breaking ball, check swing by Cowles. Did he go? Nope. Held up, it's ball two. Nelson Fraley out on the bases, a busy bee, making plenty of calls on check swings by both teams tonight. Campos comes set. Here he comes with a 2-0. That is low and outside for ball three. A lot of three-ball counts from Marauders pitching tonight. Meanwhile, pretty sharp has been Chandler Champlain, Tarpon starter. He's through five scoreless. 3-0 from Campos. Cowles takes upstairs ball four, walk number seven on the evening by Bradenton pitching. Well, the big credit to Marauders pitching, despite all the walks. Both Yoelvis Reyes and Carlos Campos have been able to pitch themselves out of trouble in several cases. We'll see if Campos can do so again here. They're already two outs in the inning. Grant Richardson, a tough hitter to the plate. Left-handed batter gets the first offering, takes it a little outside, awfully close. One. Here's the set. Runner dancing out first, the 1-0. Richardson swings and smokes a ground ball foul down the first base line. Rodolfo Nolasco over to pick that ball up, get it off the field. Sergio Compagna out in center field, playing very, very deep. Richardson sent one deep to center, his first time up back in the second. Compagna flagged it down on the near edge of the warning track. 1-1 to Richardson. He swings big and foul, tips it into Hendry's mitt for strike two. That Marauders bullpen still quiet. Carlos Campos, gutsy outing in middle relief tonight. He comes set. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on, bounced softly up the first baseline. Foul. Ben Cowles on first base for the Tarpons here in the sixth. They lead the Marauders 1-0. Cowles will run on occasion. 7 of 8 in the stolen base department this year. Campos has the sign and is ready. Here's the pitch. Runner not moving. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to right field. Nolasco hustling in. He wants it. He wants it. Calls off Sung Jae Chang and makes the catch full stride. Inning over. A scoreless six by Carlos Campos. We head to the bottom half. Marauders looking to get on the board. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday, this Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Ending our evening with a little sunshine here at Leacom Park. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning on what was a mostly cloudy day. So a pleasant way to finish it. Jace Bowen digs in to lead off the sixth for the Marauders. Chandler Champlain still doing work out there on the mound for Tampa. And he gets a first pitch breaking ball over the plate for a strike. Champlain, 7 strikeouts in the night. 2 shy of his career high. Comes Zad Bowen with the 0-1. Breaking ball again. This one paints the black on the outside corner for strike 2. Bowen is 0-2. Marauders have just 2 hits in this game. Sergio Campagna, Josiah Dixon, 1 apiece. Here it is, the 0-2 from Champlain. Breaking ball again, swing and a miss, and down goes Bowen on strikes. Make it 8 strikeouts for Chandler Champlain. 1 shy of matching his career high. This is similar stuff to what we saw from Champlain when the Marauders last faced him in early May, but it looks like he won't get any more opportunities tonight. Manager Rachel Balkovec is out of the Tarpons. And a new right-hander is coming in for the Tarpons. 1-0 Tampa, bottom 6 with 1 away here at Leacock Park. We'll be right back after the change. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The new pitcher for the Tarpons is right-hander Harold Cortillo. Born in Puerto Rico, grew up in Maryland. Cortillo making his second appearance of the series. And the right-hander is tasked with facing Davis Nadal. Left-handed hitting shortstop for the Marauders. 0-1 with a walk. For those who are just joining us, not much scoring to speak of. Only run in the game coming in the top of the first, right from the get-go. Alexander Vargas drew a leadoff walk. Scored later that inning on a Marcos Cabrera line drive single. Neither team has scored since. Hits and runs both coming at a premium tonight. So Harold Cortillo out of the Tarpons bullpen trying to protect the visitors' slim lead. So here comes Davis Nadal. A walk in his last plate appearance. Cortillo, the slightly built right-hander, into his windup and the pitch. Nadal takes outside a ball. Cortillo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 180 pounds. Motions and the 1-0 pitch. Nadal swings and drives one high in the air to left field. Santos in. A couple of steps to his right, and he makes the catch for out number 2. So with 2 gone for the Marauders, Rodolfo Nolasco, who has not yet put the ball in play tonight, will bat for the third time. Down on strikes, each of his first two trips. The pitch by Cortillo, swing and a miss at the slider. Final line for Chandler Champlain as we get a look at a right-hander throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. That's Jack Hartman. Check swing by Nolasco here. Did not go around. Final line for Champlain. 5 1/3 scoreless. 2 hits. Walk 2. Struck out 8. He's in line for the win tonight. 1-1. Nolasco swings late on a fastball. Missing. Strike 2. Nolasco circling the bat high over his right shoulder. The 1-2 bounces in the dirt on the Cortillo slider. Spinning in a semicircle coming off the rubber on that delivery. Not liking the result of that pitch. 2-2. Pitch on its way. Nolasco swings and taps it. Foul. Ooh, Austin Wells collapses into a heap on the ground behind home plate. Here comes Brandon Rodriguez, the Tarpons athletic trainer, to take a look at Wells. And yikes. Does not feel good. Manager Rachel Balkovec also slowly walking out to check on Wells. This was what landed Wells on the injured list at High A Hudson Valley in the first place earlier this season. Took a foul ball between the legs in that mid-May game. Not sure exactly where this foul tip hit him. And he's on his knees communicating with Brandon Rodriguez, the trainer. Let's take a look at the replay. Oh, yeah, right in that same spot. Man. Thankfully, Wells will remain in the game. And back in Rodriguez, back to the visitor's dugout. The bat continues to Rodolfo Nolasco, count 2-2. Wells back into his squat behind the plate. Cortillo, the windup, and the 2-2. Breaking ball low and outside. Good movement on it. Nolasco wisely taking. And he draws a full count. Quickly, Cortillo, the payoff pitch. Nolasco takes outside for ball 4. Marauders with a 2-out base runner. Once again, the tying run aboard. High five for Nolasco on first base from Coach Casey Harms. Sergio Campagna, who the Tarpons have yet to retire in this series. 5 for 5 with a walk. In 2 games, here's the pitch. He takes low and outside. Campagna singled in the second, stole second base, took third on a balk, was left stranded, walked in the fourth, and was left standing right there. The 1-0. He swings and bounces a high chopper up the middle. Second baseman Chirinos grabs it. Throw to first is in time to get Campagna. Inning over, the Marauders leave another man stranded, this time on first base. We're through 6, on to the 7th. Tampa in front, 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps are lumps regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Our camera operators hard at work tonight. Hey, guys. Night after night, they're helping put this show all together, and we thank them for all they do every game here at Lecomp Park. 1-0, Tampa still leading this contest, and the Marauders go to the bullpen for the second time. Right-hander Jack Hartman will pitch the seventh for Bradenton, trying to keep this a one-run spread. 9-1-2 in the Tarpons order, coming up against the Michigan-born, Georgia-raised righty. Hartman sets, and he brings it. First pitch, a fastball, lined softly to right field. Nolasco running, drops in for a bloop hit. Nolasco has some trouble with it. Into second base goes Roberto Chirinos, and a leadoff man into scoring position here in the seventh for the Tarpons. Just plain bad luck there for the Marauders. Off the end of the bat, Chirinos just guiding it inside the right field line. Nothing that Nolasco could have done about it. And the spin of that ball, carrying that ball a little bit downhill away from Nolasco. So that's a straight double for Roberto Chirinos. Time called, and the next hitter, Alexander Vargas, chucks his bat aside and asks for a replacement. Not sure if that one was broken already, and he decided to bring it to the plate for some reason or what the deal was. Either way, fresh lumber for Alexander Vargas. Switch hitter batting left-handed against Hartman. Look at second in the pitch from Jack. That's a fastball just outside. Looked pretty good. 1-0 on Vargas, who is 0-2 with a walk and the lone run scored in this game. Glance at second. Hartman's 1-0 pitch. Swung on line to left field for a base hit. Josiah Dixon comes up with it. He is going to throw home. The throw home is wild into the backstop. Into second base goes Alexander Vargas as the run scores. 2-0 Tampa. And a bad throw there. Allows an extra base there to Alexander Vargas. That's a throwing error charged to Josiah Dixon, his first error of the season. Just can't have that happen. Runs have been so hard to come by for the Marauders. Defense has to be sharp. Keep this game close. Now, of course, it looked like that run was going to score either way. But if Marcos is able to cut that ball off on a more accurate throw from left, additional advance by Vargas likely does not happen. Here's Jason Dominguez, the pitch. Swings and bounces one foul down the first base line. Rodolfo Nolasco flipping that one to a teammate from the bullpen. Popping out of the gate in the corner. Hartman gets the signal. Ready. A glance at second base in the 1-1 pitch. Dominguez takes that toss low, ball two. Mid to upper 90s fastball featured by Hartman. And a hammer of a curveball. Takes a breath, looks at second again. And the 2-1 to Dominguez. Fastball, swing and a miss for strike two. Heater coming in at 95. 10th appearance as a professional by Jack Hartman tonight. 5.63 ERA. 8 walks and 8 strikeouts over 8 total innings of work. He takes a breath. The 2-2. Dominguez swings and lines one to left field. Josiah Dixon barely has to move, and he makes the two-handed catch. Nicely done. As Dixon got a good read on that slicing line drive to the opposite field. One down for the Tarpons. Austin Wells is next up. Wells took a tough foul tip to the approximate groin region last half inning. While catching for the Tarpons, thankfully staying in the game after getting a brief visit from the trainer and manager. He bats here with a man on second, one away. Tarpons leading 2-0. Pitch by Hartman. Swing and a miss late on the 96-mile-per-hour heater. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Tampa. No runs, two hits, one error for the Marauders. Hartman is set. Takes in the dirt. Good block by Hendry. Vargas stays put on second base. If the Tarpons go on to win tonight, they would claim the series victory, and they would end a streak of 7 consecutive series without a win, similar to what the Marauders had going into last week's series in Dunedin. Now a step off by Hartman. Interestingly enough, the Tarpons' last series win was that early May set here at Lecom against the Marauders. They took 4 of 6. Set by Hartman, the 1-1. Wells swings in, crushes one deep to right field, toward the corner. Nolasco sprinting after it, reaches up, and he makes the catch. And the throw coming in toward third base, that'll be cut off on the bounce by the shortstop Nadal. Easy advance, 90 feet by Alexander Vargas. Good-looking big swing by the left-handed slugger, Wells, but came up just shy of home run territory. Nolasco, a good job to flag it down near the corner. Vargas on third, Anthony Garcia the batter, 0 for 2 with a free pass. Hartman ready, above the belt, kicks and fires. Fastball, swing and a miss for strike one. Garcia's helmet almost coming loose on the big cut. A look in by Hartman, hands together now. Vargas coming down the line into his lead, the 0-1 pitch is low. Tampa leading 2-0, threatening to make it a 3-run lead if Garcia can send one to the outfield here. Hartman with 1-1. Garcia takes high and inside, almost grazing his big forearm. 2-1 the count. Alexander Vargas laced a single to left field. 2-0. Count is 2-1 as Hartman comes ready. And here's his fourth pitch of the AB. Garcia lays off low, ball 3. Dangerous man to groove 1-2 here, Anthony Garcia, a 3-1 count. Hartman trying to carefully pitch him. The 3-1 pitch is way up and outside, ball 4, a good lunging grab by Wyatt Hendry. Keeping him from sailing to the backstop. But Hartman issues a 2-out walk, and now the Tarpons have men on the corners. Here's Marcos Cabrera. RBI single in the first. Since then, a ground out and a strikeout swinging. Hartman is asking for a new baseball. Wyatt Hendry will swap it with him. Tarpons already upping their lead. Turned out to be a very pleasant and somewhat cool evening now here in Bradenton. Pitch to Cabrera. Swings and pops it foul out of play on the first base side. Hartman trying to keep this a 2-run game. Sets from the center of the rubber. He kicks and delivers the 0-1 pitch. A big breaker, too high. Fifth game of the series. Tarpons working with a 2-0 lead. They won the first 3 games this week. Marauders coming out on top, 5-3 last night in game 4. The 1-1 runner breaks for second. That's Garcia. Pitches high. Throw to second by Hendry. Not in time. Throw coming home with the runner coming home. And Vargas scores on the double steal. That makes it 3-0 Tarpons. Throw down to second by Hendry. Good thinking by Cheng to cut that one off. But Hendry just could not look the ball into it from third. Came home. So with the count now 2-1, a 3-0 Tampa advantage. Runner on second base in Anthony Garcia, his 19th steal of the year. Garcia dancing off second, almost lost his balance. 2-1 pitches cut on him, missed for strike 2. One more strike to get out of the inning for Hartman. See what he has cooking here on 2-2. The right-hander looks back at second, deals. Cabrera checks, swings a bouncing ball foul down the first base line. Grabbed by Randy Romero right at the tail end of the Marauders dugout. He's grabbed a couple foul balls over there now. Oh, that's actually Sergio Umana who grabbed that one. Both those men wearing the same gray pullover. 2-2 again. We'll see another to Marcos Cabrera. Hartman looking back at second a long time, now steps off. Action in that Bradenton bullpen in right field. Jack Hartman trying to work his way through this seventh. Tampa extending its lead by two. He is set. Hartman comes home with a 2-2, breaking ball too high for ball three, and the count is now full. Full count on Cabrera with Garcia leading off of second base. A deep breath by Hartman. The pitch is swung on and missed, and the inning is over. Hartman blows him away on the high heater. But two runs across for the Tarpons makes it a 3-0 lead as it's time to stretch in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders now dealing with a 3-0 deficit with the Tampa Tarpons in town for game number 5 of 6 this week. Right-hander Harold Cortijo came on with one out last inning. We'll continue here in the 7th for the visiting Tarpons. Wyatt Hendry, Marauders catcher, leads off. Pitch by Cortijo. Is a slider in for a strike. Tarpons one run in the first. Long scoreless spell, then two runs in the top of the seventh just a few minutes ago. Swing and a chopper foul off Hendry's own foot. He goes limping around the home plate area. There's a look behind the scenes for you. Logan Butler, our director, and the rest of our crew hard at work here. That's what makes this show all run. All those of you enjoying the game on MILB TV tonight, as well as the some of the controls for our video board. That's our production room here at Leacom. The 0-2 coming to Hendry. Swing and a miss. He goes down on a breaking ball. Marauders' bats have really stalled out tonight. Only two hits as we play here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Marauders have been able to draw a handful of walks, although they have not been able to manufacture a run yet. Here's Josiah Dixon, third at bat of the evening. First pitch, a fastball strike at 95 from Cortijo. Working quickly, the righty's 0-1 toss. Swinging a bouncing ball, pushed to second base. Chirinos waits back on it. Throw to first. In time, takes care of Dixon. And they're two away for Bradenton in the home half of the seventh inning. Here's Darwin Baez. 0-for-2, pair of strikeouts in his single-A debut. Pitch to Baez, swing and a miss. He was totally guessing there. losing his helmet on the follow-through of the swing. He's looking fastball, completely fooled on the slider there from Cortillo. Here's the 0-1. Slider again, this time taken low and outside. 21-year-old from the Dominican, signed with the Pirates in 2018. Baez gets the 1-1. Fastball swinging a chopper over the mound. Shortstop Cowles charges, calmly taps the glove and throws onto first in time. And he makes quick work of the Marauders here in the seventh inning. We're on to the eighth. Tampa 3, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser. Say this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Right-hander Carlos Lomeli is on to pitch for the Marauders here to begin the eighth inning. 3-0 Tampa leading here at Lecon Park. First time in a little over a week we've seen Lomeli take the mound. Faces Madison Santos. First pitch skips in the dirt for ball one. It has not been a great evening in the command department for Bradenton pitching. And not a great start there for Lomeli. 8 combined walks for Marauders pitchers. 5 by Yoelvis Reyes to start. 2 by Carlos Campos. 1 by Jack Hartman. The 1-0, way too high for ball 2. Saw Lomeli for 1 appearance in Dunedin last week. Roughed up for 3 runs. Out of the bullpen, the 2-0 pitch coming. Swing and a foul back by Santos. And the count moves to 2-1. Tarpons tonight, RBI single in the first by Marcos Cabrera. Seventh inning, they added a pair. Alexander Vargas, an RBI single. He later stole home on the back end of a first and third. Runner on first broke for second situation. Drew the throw to second. Runner on third came home and scored. Swinging a foul back by Santos. Count 2-2. Those 8 walks combined by Marauders pitching. One shy of the club season high. That has happened twice, most recently on May 10th in Jupiter. Lomeli sets. Here's another 2-2. Swinging a bouncing ball right back to the mound. A nice snag by Lomeli as he throws the glove up and snags that hot one hopper and throws to first in time, one away. Not an easy thing to do, and sometimes it's strictly reaction. Good play there by Lomeli on the one hopper back to the mound. Here's Ben Cowles 0-for-1 with a pair of walks tonight. Closed off stance by the righty hitter. The pitch, a big rip and a miss. 3 runs, 3 hits for Tampa. No runs, 2 hits for Bradenton. Lamelli. Rennie delivers the 0-1. Slider spins low and outside for a ball. Other action in the Pirates minor league system tonight. Altoona Curve taking on the Harrisburg Senators, the Nationals AA club, and it looks like that game has just ended, as a matter of fact. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball inside, not by much. Pretty close, it's 2-1. Altoona Curve shutout tonight, 6-0 by Harrisburg. So the Marauders not the only Pirates affiliate tonight having trouble with the bats. The 2-1, fastball at the knees, called strike two. Quinn Priester got touched up for 3 runs on 5 hits over 4 innings. J.C. Flowers, tough night out of the bullpen in 1 inning, walked 3. 2-2, Lamelli misses outside with a slider for ball 3, the count full. And throwback from Hendry, overshoots Lamelli. This game was humming along at almost record pace through the first 4 or 5 innings, and since then it is really taking a turn south. 3-2 the count on Ben Cowles. Lamelli kicks, deals, and the pitch is swung on, lined in the center field. That is a base hit. First hit of the night by Ben Cowles, and just the fourth of the night for Tampa. They've had plenty of base runners, but as mentioned, many of those coming on the free pass. There, a look at the numbers on Lomeli this season. He has struggled at times at avoiding barrels of bats. That ERA up over 8. Strikeout rate is respectable, though. 9.47 average strikeout numbers per 9 innings. Here's Grant Richardson. First pitch, she takes inside. Cowles on first base after a line drive single to center. The 1-0, Richardson swings and pops one up shallow left field. Third baseman Marcos wants it, and he makes the catch, coming back onto the infield. Dirks, that's the second out here in the 8th inning. Number 9 man in the order for the Tarpons, Roberto Chirinos. He led off that 7th inning mini rally for the Tarpons with a double. A little bloop double down the right field line, hit far away from Rodolfo Nolasco. Cowles bouncing off first base. Here's the pitch, a swing and a foul back by Chirinos. Bright spot out of the bullpen for AA Altoona as we pace. Former Marauder, 4 innings of 1-run ball and long relief for Altoona tonight. There's 6-0 loss. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss by Chirinos. Lomeli, one more strike from a scoreless 8th inning. Triple A Indianapolis just got underway a little bit ago. High A Greensboro, oof, rough night for the Grasshoppers too, trailing Hickory 8-0. Top of the 7th, not a fun night to be in the Pirates minor league system. Lomeli ahead on Chirinos 0-2. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Chirinos takes low and outside. Runner going. Throw to second by Hendry. In time to get Cowles. Bang, bang, play wide. Hendry, a nice throw to nail him, ending the 8th inning. A scoreless frame by Carlos Lomeli. We go to the bottom of the 8th. The Marauders trailing 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out.
The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Night has fallen here at Lecom Park in Bradenton. The Marauders trying to manufacture some runs here in the late going. Norquise Marcos swings at the first pitch at the bottom of the eighth, rolls one to second, a spin and a throw to first base by the second baseman Chirinos in time to get Norquise Marcos. Good range shown to the left side by Chirinos, making the play from the outfield grass, one away instantly for the Marauders. Harold Cortillo still on the mound for the Tarpons. First and thus far only reliever of the night for Tampa. He winds up and deals to Sung Che Cheng, who appeared to be taking all the way, and it's a slider for a strike. The 0-1, Cheng swings and lines one to first, just out of the reach of Anthony Garcia. Foul. Big fella over at first base, a big glove side reach over the line, almost had it. And the base umpire, Nelson Fraley, simultaneously trying to run away from that incoming ball. 0-2 on Cheng. The windup, the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Interestingly enough, no appeal from Tampa. So ball one to Cheng, 1-2. Cheng is 0-3 out of the leadoff slot tonight. A couple of groundouts and a strikeout swinging. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He chases one low. Strike three, two away here in the eighth inning. Rough, rough night for Marauders bats. Just two hits in this shutout bid by the Tarpons. The Marauders running out of outs tonight. Here's Jace Bowen. Like so many of his teammates, hitless. 0-3. Toss by Cortillo. Breaking ball high and inside. One more coming up on the weekend here tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. start for our Independence Day celebration as Bowen takes a pitch high and inside, 2-0. Post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Marauders will wear their patriotic-themed Stars and Stripes jerseys. They'll be auctioned off, 2-0. Bowen takes low, 3-0. Proceeds of those auctioned-off jerseys benefiting MOTS, Manatee Operation Troop Support. And the first 1,500 fans through the gates at Lecom Park tomorrow get a free T-shirt. Gates open at 5:30 tomorrow night. 3-0 pitch. Bowen takes low for ball four. The Marauders have base runner here in the eighth. Davies Nadal will be the batter. 0-2. Found his way aboard in the fourth inning on a walk. Cortillo fires, and he catches the outside corner with his fastball, 0-1. Some early celebration fireworks going off in the distance somewhere in town here. The pitch, fastball for strike two from Cortillo. Daytona leading 5-4 over Palm Beach, bottom of the ninth inning. Tortuga's one out away from putting it away. Jupiter leading St. Lucie 8-3, bottom eight. 0-2 to Nadal, taking low and outside. Fort Myers in front of Dunedin at the moment, 3-1, top of the seventh inning. Lakeland and Clearwater now tied up at 4-4, bottom of the eighth in that one. The set, the 1-2. Nadal checks his swing. He cannot hold up. He chases low. Inning over. The Marauders are held scoreless through eight. We head to the ninth, 3-0 Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell.
Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
After working a scoreless eighth inning, Carlos Lomeli gets another inning to work here for the Marauders. Top of the ninth, Tampa leading 3-0 here in game five of the six-game series. And Roberto Chirinos, the number nine man in the order for the Tarpons, will bat. Carlos Lomeli giving up a one-out single in the eighth. Ben Cowles caught stealing later on to end the inning. Lomeli sets and delivers the pitch to Chirinos. Fastball in there for a strike. Lomeli is on for his 18th appearance of his professional career. Comes set. And the 0-1 coming. Breaking ball swung on. Foul tipped into the mitt of Hendry. Lomeli works ahead. No balls, two strikes. Tarpons one run in the first, two in the seventh. Time call. Chirinos stepping out, readjusting his batting gloves. 225 average on the year for Chirinos. Still looking for his first home team. And this is 40th game. 0-2 from Lomeli. Breaking ball. Wasted low and outside. Chirinos not offering. Seventeenth round pick last year by the Pirates out of St. Mary's College in California. Carlos Lomeli, 23 years old. His 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Skips to the backstop. Lomeli born in Bellflower, California. Los Angeles metro area. Calls La Habra, California. In Orange County is home. 2-2 coming. Swing and a foul tip. Hendry hangs on. Strike three. Roberto Chirinos is down on strikes. First punch out of the evening for Carlos Lomeli. One gone here at the top of the ninth. Fastball right over that outside corner, right about where Hendry called for it. Leadoff hitter Alexander Vargas. RBI single as part of that two-run seventh. Bats for the fifth time now. He takes the first offering low and inside. If the Tarpons go on to win this game, they claim the series win, having won three of the first four to begin the week. 1-0. Swing and a foul back. Well, tripling Indianapolis, some good news on the scoreboard update front. Indianapolis leading Nashville 8-3 in the top of the second inning. Rehab assignment for numerous Pirates, including Yoshi Tsutsugo, who has just hit a grand slam. 1-1. Swing and a foul back by Vargas. One ball, two strikes. Yoshi Tsutsugo, Jake Marisnik, Ben Gamel, Kevin Newman, all on Major League Rehab assignment at AAA Indianapolis tonight. They've all been there for a few days now. Rodolfo Castro, former Marauder, hitting his eighth home run in Indy tonight. Due to Vargas, swinging a ground ball, hit hard past the mound, rolls into center field for a base hit. Vargas a wide turnaround first. Center fielder Campagna picking the ball up. Gently throwing into second base. Alexander Vargas, who has been a tough out all series, guides one through the infield, his second hit of the night. Jason Dominguez steps up looking for his first hit. Lomeli is ready above the belt. He comes home, deals, and the fastball is a strike in the outside corner. Miguel Yajure getting the start for Indianapolis tonight. Touched up for 3 runs on 6 hits. Had a rough first inning, looking to clean it up in the second. Runner breaks here. Pitch is low. Throw to second by Hendry. In time to get Vargas. Wyatt Hendry throws out a second man tonight. Have a night behind the plate, Wyatt Hendry. Holy smokes, what a throw. Right onto the feet of the incoming Alexander Vargas, who thought he was safe. Nelson Fraley makes the out call, though. Two gone, the base is cleared for the Tarpons. That was a perfectly placed throw by Hendry and a nicely placed tag by Davies Nadal. Count is 1-1 on Jason Dominguez. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Looking ahead to the Marauders, half of the ninth inning. Rodolfo Nolasco, Sergio Campana, Wyatt Hendry. 4, 5, and 6 in the order due up. The 1-2 to Dominguez. Taken low, ball two. Yoelvis Reyes, the spot starter for the Marauders tonight. 3 2/3 innings, only 1 run allowed. Did walk 5, though. Wasn't sharp with his command. Struck out 5 as well. Carlos Campos, 2 1/3, scoreless in relief. Walked a pair, struck out 2. Now a visit to the mound by Hendry. Jack Hartman, touch for 2 runs, 1 earned, as he pitched the 7th. Brief mound meeting over between Hendry and Lomeli. They'll go back to work on Jason Dominguez. The set. The 2-2 coming, and Dominguez bails out of the way with his feet, dancing out of the way of an errant breaking ball. Count is full, 3-2. Every Tarpons hitter in the order, by the way, has now reached base safely tonight, whether via base hit, hit by pitch, or walk. Each of the 9 men in the order. 3-2 from Lomeli. Dominguez takes a breaking ball outside for ball 4. And the ninth inning will continue. Well, Jason Dominguez played discipline here this week, as well as the Tarpons' first visit back in early May. That plate discipline seems to be really very much improved from what we saw from Dominguez last season. Austin Wells to the plate for the 5th time. He has a pair of walks. First pitch, he swings in, lifts a high fly ball down the left field line. Norquis Marcos, third baseman, over near the tarp, runs out of room as the ball falls 3 rows deep into the seats and bounces all the way up into the bleachers up there. A couple of adults giving chase after it, and one a little bit slow to get over that top step. Bottom step, I should say. Oh, and one on Austin Wells. Lomeli has the sign. With Dominguez on first base, the pitch, breaking ball way outside. Three runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Tarpons tonight. No runs, just 2 hits. The pitch, swing and a drive out of play down the left field line. 1-2, and for the 2nd time, Lomeli is a strike away from getting out of the inning. Marauders outfielders playing deep on the power hitting Austin Wells from the left side. The 1-2 is swung on and bounced to the right side of the infield. Second baseman Chang takes it. Underhand flip to Bowen. In time, and the inning is over, but the Marauders down to their last chance at the plate. Nolasco, Campagna, Hendry, due up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, full-service air conditioning, and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Marty the Marauder helping celebrate Crew Night here in Bradenton tonight. A tribute to some of our local heritage. So we go to the bottom of the ninth. Marauders facing their last chance at the plate. 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Rodolfo Nolasco leads off, and the pitch by left-hander Ryan Anderson is in for a strike on the Marauders' right-handed slugger. 0-for-2 with a walk. Nolasco gets the 0-1 and takes the low and outside on the Anderson off-speed. Tampa leading 3-0 here in the fifth game of the series. They are three outs away from claiming a series win. 1-1 to Nolasco, buried in the dirt for ball two. Rodolfo Nolasco, Sergio Campagna, and Wyatt Hendry are the three men due up here for the Marauders. Middle third of the order. Here comes Anderson with a 2-1. Nolasco backs away from one that narrowly misses the inside corner, ball three. Time called, and the Tarpons want to challenge this one. And the call's been upheld. The pitch is taken outside for ball four. So Garrett Van Zyl, beg your pardon, not Ryan Anderson, the left-hander Garrett Van Zyl, issues the leadoff walk to Rodolfo Nolasco to begin the ninth. Sergio Campagna, who was just at bat. Bats for the fourth time tonight. Marauders are looking to chip away to 3-run deficit here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch, fastball, blazes down the middle of the zone for strike one. Talk about Garrett Van Zyl a little bit the other night and the obstacles that he's had to overcome. Diagnosed with Lyme disease during his collegiate years. The 0-1 pitch. Campagna swings and misses for strike two. Van Zyl originally pitched at Cameron University in Oklahoma, Division II school. Had to take 3 years off from baseball given his health conditions. Alvin Community College, just south of Houston, ended up giving him a chance. 0-2, low and inside. Campagna dances out of the way. Ball one. And from there, Van Zyl latching onto the Alvin baseball program. And his career started to take off from there. His fastball jumped up a few ticks on the radar gun. Started hitting 93 after mostly sitting upper 80s prior to that in his career. Van Zyl, the 1-2. And Campagna swings and misses. Down he goes. Strike three. Wyatt Hendry's next up. He's 0-for-3. That information on Garrett Van Zyl's background and life journey, the struggles he's had to overcome. Credit going to
Sports Spectrum online publication, talking about athletes and how their faith has guided them through their career journeys. First pitch to Wyatt Hendry is a fastball strike. Hendry down on strikes twice this evening. He's also hit into a fielder's choice. The 0-1. He swings it, belts one high and deep to left field. Santos going back. He's at the wall, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Wyatt Hendry, a two-run bomb! And the Marauders are within a run here in the ninth inning. Wyatt Hendry kisses his fingers and points skyward as he crosses home plate. Two-run homer, his second of the season. The Marauders make it a 3-2 game here in the ninth inning. That brings up Josiah Dixon. First pitch from Van Zyl, a fastball strike. Wyatt Hendry getting into one, launching it into the left field bleachers here at Lincoln Park, his second home run of the season. Van Zyl with the windup and the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball through the hole. It's short, a base hit to left field. Ben Cowles with a diving attempt to his backhand side came up just shy, and Josiah Dixon is on first base representing the tying run here in the ninth. Norquis Marcos was due up. It looks like Randy Romero will pinch hit for Marcos, however. But first, a mound visit by pitching coach Grayson Crawford. Grayson Crawford putting a comforting hand on the back of his left-hander, Garrett Van Zyl. Marauders making some noise here in the ninth inning, down to their final chance at the plate. They've answered the call so far. Leadoff walk by Rodolfo Nolasco. Sergio Campagna struck out, but Wyatt Hendry clobbered a two-run homer to left field, bringing Bradenton within one. And Josiah Dixon onto first base with the single through the left side. He represents the tying run. Randy Romero pinch hitting for Darwin Baez. Beg your pardon, not Norquis Marcos. Randy Romero pinch hitting for Darwin Baez. The numbers for Romero on the season there on your screen. One home run, seven runs batted in as he is playing. Grab the stat sheet here. Randy Romero playing at his... Romero does have one home run this season. That came way back in mid-April at Daytona Beach. Plate umpire Garrett Griffin noting the change in his notebook. So Darwin Baez's single-A debut comes to an end. He finishes his night 0-for-3 at the plate. Randy Romero, 22-year-old speedster out of Mexicali, Mexico, from the right side. Pick off to first by Van Zyl, and Dixon back in safely. Third baseman Cabrera, even with the bag in case Romero decides to drop down a bunt. Here's the pitch by Van Zyl. That is inside for ball one. Tying run on first, winning run at home plate for the Marauders. Van Zyl on the lefty deals, and Romero swings and lines one down the left field line. Foul. He squared that ball up. Too early on the swing, though. Left fielder Santos over to grab the ball out of the corner and flips it over the wall to a teammate in the Tarpons bullpen. Loud two-run homer to left field by Wyatt Hendry has brought the Marauders within one run here in the bottom of the ninth. One out with Josiah Dixon on first base. Modest lead. Here's a step and throw over again by Van Zyl. Dixon in, standing up. Left-hander sets at the belt. The 1-1. Romero takes a fastball, strike two. Norquis Marcos waits in the on-deck circle for the Marauders. Here's the set. Left-hander deals. There goes Dixon for second. Swing and a miss by Romero. Throw down to second is in time to get Dixon. And the ball game. Some late promise for the Marauders there, but the Tarpons hang on to win it, and they take the series win as a result. 3-2 the final score. The Tarpons win a close one despite some late magic from Marauders bats. We will step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome to the Marauders postgame show as Bradenton drops a close one to the Tampa Tarpons by a final score of 3-2. Spencer Smith back with you here. It's the fifth game of the six-game series comes to a close. Here's how it all went down tonight. Tampa scored first in the top of the first inning. Leadoff walk by Alexander Vargas. He stole second base and later scored on a Marcos Cabrera RBI single. Score remained 1-0 all the way into the top of the seventh when Tampa tacked on two more runs. Roberto Chirinos blooped a double down the right field line to lead off the frame. Alexander Vargas drove him home with a single. Vargas took second base on a misplay out in left field by Josiah Dixon. Anthony Garcia would go on to walk later in the inning. He stole second base. Alexander Vargas came home from third on the play as the Tarpons pulled off a double steal. Wyatt Hendry gave the Marauders some late noise with a gigantic two-run homer to left field in the bottom of the ninth. But after Josiah Dixon singled through the left side, he was caught stealing after Randy Romero struck out swinging. And that strike-him-out, throw-him-out ended the game. And the Tarpons take this one by a final score of 3-2. The final totals in this game for the Tarpons: 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 9 men left on base. The Marauders, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left on base. The winning pitcher with 5 and a third scoreless innings and 8 strikeouts, Chandler Champlain. The loss goes to Yoelvis Reyes. Not bad work, all things considered. Wide bouts of wildness that saw him walk 5 batters. He gets the loss, however, in the spot start. Garrett Van Zyl hangs on to record his second save of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd of 809 here at Lecom Park. It was 86 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. With the Tarpons' win, they improved to 6-2 in the second half, 33-41 overall, And the Marauders, with their loss, fall to 3-5 in the second half, 32-41 overall in the season. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we'll give you our Marauders player of the game and look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues at Lecom Park. Spencer Smith rejoining you here as it's time to name our Marauders player of the game. Tonight, those honors go to Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry. He threw out a couple of would-be base stealers out on the base paths tonight, showing off that strong throwing arm and, of course, the towering two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning that brought the Marauders within one. Marauders come up just short, but for his efforts both defensively and at the plate tonight, Wyatt Hendry is tonight's Marauders player of the game. We turn our attention now to tomorrow's series finale. The Marauders and Tarpons wrap up this six-game set with a special 6:30 p.m. Sunday start for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom. Gates open at 5:30. The first 1,500 fans through the gates get a free T-shirt, and you can enjoy post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Also, the Marauders will be wearing special patriotic-themed Stars and Stripes jerseys, which are being auctioned off, with proceeds benefiting MOTS, Manatee Operation Troop Support. So don't miss out on tomorrow's Independence Day celebration here at Lecom Park. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. That'll do it for us tonight. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.